So we are a few days before Chag HaMatzos, before the uplifting days of Pesach, and it's only natural that today we should be Oisik in one of the basic sugyas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Chag HaMatzos, of the Seder night. So the topic we will be discussing today is Dalet Koisis. B'Leil HaSeder we have many mitzvahs. Most central amongst them are two mitzvahs D'Oraisa and two mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. Menatoyra is Achilas Matzah and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, topics we have discussed many times in the past. And the two major mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are Achilas Morar on one hand and Dalet Koisis on the other hand. Regarding the basic inyan, the basic reasoning, the basic rationale of Dalet Koisis, we find three different approaches, B'Divrei HaRishonim, and all these basic approaches have sources in the Yerushalmi and in Medrash Rabbah. In Perek Ches, in Chumash Shemois, the Medrash Rabbah, I think it's in Parshas Ve'ero. So basically, Rashi and the Rashbam, at the beginning of Mesechet, the beginning of Perek Arvei Psochim, Mesechet Psochim, Tzadik Tesum, it bays both Rashi and the Rashbam, write that Dalet Koisis are Keneged Dalet Lashonis Shel Geulo. In the beginning of Parshas Ve'ero, we find four different expressions in the Posek, all referring to Geulas Mitzrayim, and those Lashonis of Geula, the four Lashonis of Geula are V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am. So this is the most famous and the most well-known Tam reason for Dalet Koisis, Keneged Dalet Lashonis Shel Geula. So as I said, we find this Tam, this reasoning in Rashi and in the Rashbam, Psochim Tzadik Tesum Et Beis. The Rashbam appears once again in Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches Omed Beis. However, Rashi also gives a different approach, and that is once again in Perek Arvei Psochim, in Psochim Kuf Ches Omed Aleph. And in Psochim Kuf Ches Omed Aleph, Rashi writes that in the Posuk in Parshas VeYeshev, in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, when the Sar HaMashkim tells Yosef HaTzadik what he dreamed by night, and he speaks about Kois Paroi Biyodoi, ואקח אסו הנובן ואסחת אויסום אל קויס פארוי ואתן אס הקויס על קף פארוי. So in this short posuk we find the word kois three times as keneged sholosh koisos. In the dream of Sar HaMashkim we need three koisos. So what is kos number four? Kos number four is kos of birchas hamazon, and this is an interesting approach to dalet koisos. On one hand, there is a numerical significance, a symbolic significance. Three koisis in the dream of Sar HaMashkim. Why would the dream of Sar HaMashkim be relevant to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because it definitely fits in the greater process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yosef was sold to the Mitzrim, thrown into the dungeon. He interpreted the dreams of Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaWayfim. Ultimately, that was part of the process bringing him to be Mishnah LaMelech, and that is the greater story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, three koises, keneged dalet, gimel po'omim kois in the dream of Sar HaMashkim. Kos number four is the kos of Berchas HaMozon. Tzorech iyun b'divrei Rashi, what I find a bit complicated or difficult to understand according to the approach of Rashi. So if kos number four is Berchas HaMozon, and we reason that the three symbolic koises of Sar HaMashkim don't include Berchas HaMozon, then why would they include the kois of Kiddush? Just like we have kos of Berchas HaMozon the entire year, the same applies to the kois of Kiddush. So either we should have three koises or five koises, because if we say that the three koises of Sar HaMashkim include Kiddush, why wouldn't they include Berchas HaMozon? If Berchas HaMozon is excluded, why shouldn't we exclude the kois of Kiddush as well? But nevertheless, this is what we find in Rashi. Three of the four are the three koises of the dream of Sar HaMashkim. Kos number four is Berchas HaMozon. According to the first approach we mentioned, all the four koises are symbolic, and they are keneged dalet leshoines shel geulo. The third approach is the one we find in Tosfos, not in Mesechet Psochim, but rather in Sukkah, Sukkah daf lamed ches amud aleph. And Tosfos says, and I'm quoting more or less the Loshon of Tosfos, Mistomeloi tiknu dalet koises, ela kedei loimar aleihem halel v'hagoda. So the basic approach of Tosfos is that the dalet koises are not symbolic. Four is not some magic number regarding dalet koises. Dalet koises are functional, practical. In the night of the Seder, we have four brochas. Berchas HaKiddush, Berchas HaAgoda, Berchas Halal, and Berchas HaMozoin. And therefore, each of these four brochas demands a kos shel brocha. So the dalet koises actually are dalet koises shel brocha, which are Kiddush and Berchas HaMozoin, which we also have other times of the year. And then two unique and special koises of Leila Seder, which are the kois of Halal and the kois of Haggadah. And the way Tosfos gives us this explanation is Mistome. Mistome lo tikno dalat koises ele kedei loimer aleihem halel v'haggadah. One of the basic questions in the great sugi of dalat koises is dalat koises a din in shtias hayayin? Do we have to drink dalat koises? Or the tikkun of dalat koises was just reciting the four brachas al hakois? Briskerov, in his magnificent Sefer al Rambam, argues that this is a machloikis in Rishonim, and it is a suffix in Tosfos, because Tosfos Beresh Perek Arve Psochim Tzadik Tesum and Beis, we find in Tosfos that Tosfos is mesupik. Does each and every one of the family members, each and every one of the participants at the Seder need dalet koises, or maybe only the person that says the Haggadah, only he needs to have dalet koises? In days of yore, Bizman Chazal, we find in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis that the minag was that only the father or the most senior member, Misha Arach et Haseido, he is the one that actually said the Haggadah, and all the others were just listening in, and they were Yoitzi de Chavoson Bishmiyah, by listening to the Haggadah, which the father or the grandfather or the more senior member, he was the one that said the Haggadah. So Tosfos is Mesupik, maybe only the one saying the Haggadah needs to have Dalet Koises. All the other participants who are just listening to the Haggadah don't need to have Dalet Koises. So at the end, after a lengthy discussion, Tosfos writes that Ra'ui Lahachmiyo, we should be Machmiyo, that each and every one of the participants, whoever is sitting around the Seder table, should have Dalet Koises of his own. So Tosfos is not very muchlat, very, very clear about this, and the conclusion is not a very definitive conclusion. Tosfos seems to be mesupik, and Tosfos writes that ra'ui lahachmiyo. And the Briskanov's understanding of the suffix of Tosfos is, the basic question is, how do we define the entire concept, the entire mitzvah of dalet koises? Is it a mitzvah of shtias dalet koises? And if that is the interpretation of the mitzvah, it would be very clear that each and every member needs to have dalet koises, just like everyone has to eat matzah, everyone eats maror, everyone partakes in koirach. It is only natural that everybody has to drink dalet koises, like all the other mitzvahs of achila, of leila seder. But if the mitzvah is basically just saying the brachas ala kos, then it is only the one that actually says the brachas, the one that says the Haggadah, and he is moitzi all the others, he is the one that needs dalet koises, and that is the suffix of Tosfos. So basically, according to the Briskerov, Hargoshes Libi, you know, that's my basic feeling, Libi Oimeli, that maybe the suffix of Psochem Tzadik Tesum and Beis, the halachic suffix of Tosfos, is dependent on the suffix which we find in Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, because just a few minutes ago I quoted the Lashon of the Tosfos in Sukkot Lamed Ches. Tosfos writes, Mistome loy tiknu dalet koises ele kedei loimer aleihem halel v'haggadah. So this formulation, Mistome loy tiknu, this formulation indicates that this is a suffix be'enei Tosfos. Tosfos do not state in a very definite way this is the reason of dalet koises. Obviously, Tosfos was also aware of the Medrash and the Yerushalmi that dalet koises have something to do, coincide with dalet l'shoynes shel ha'geula. But nevertheless, Tosfos' netiyah is So maybe the suffix of in Psochem Tzadik Tes, whether each and every one needs Dalat Koises or only the father, is dependent on the other suffix of Toises and Sukkah Lamed Ches. What is the basic reasoning of Dalat Koises? Because if Dalat Koises are connected Dalat Lashoina Shel Geula, obviously they have nothing to do with the Brochas. And in that case, we would interpret Dalat Koises as a mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin. However, according to the Svar of Toises in Sukkah Lamed Ches, Mistom Eloi Tiknu Dalat Koises Elekadei Loimar Aleihem Halal Vagoda. So, if that is our understanding of Dalat Koises, then it definitely has to do with the Brochas. And in that case, we probably would decide that only the father or the senior member that's saying the Agoda, only he is the one that really needs to have Dalat Koises. So maybe the suffix in Sukkah Lamed Ches in Toises is the same suffix as in Psochem Tzadik Tes. However, I have a major difficulty in understanding the sugi and the way the Briskarov tries to explain, because I find it extremely difficult to assume that there is a tzad, that there even is a havamina, that Dalat Koises, there is no din in shtiyah, that the entire concept of Dalat Koises is only kois shel brocha, because I think there are very explicit sugiyas in the Gemara, very clear sugiyas in which we could explain in no other way. Chazal seemed to make it very clear that there is a din of shtiyas dalet koises. Which sugiyas do I mean? Primarily three sugiyas in Perek Av Psochim. Kuf Ches Omid Beis. The Gemara has quite a complicated discussion, and in this sugiyah we find different pirushim. Rashi, the Rashbam, Toises, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, I think, in Halchas Chometz Matzah. But nevertheless, Chazal deal with two basic questions. Shason Chai. In the time of Chazal, people used to mix water in their wine. That is not accepted practice today. But in the times of Chazal, usually it was a third or a fourth wine. Two-thirds or three-fourths was water. And obviously their wine was so strong that it wasn't ra'ui l'shtiyah. People couldn't really drink wine without meziga b'mayim, without adding on water. So the Gemara says, if a person drinks yayin chai, that means without mixing, adding on water to the wine, then yedei yayin yotzo, yedei cherus lo yotzo, shosam bevasachas. And if he drank all the four koises at once, he didn't divide them in the various sections of the Agoda, but b'zeachar zeh, shosam b'vasachas, then yedei dalat koises yotzo, yedei cheres yotzo, yedei dalat koises lo yotzo. So, in this sugya, we find the concept of cherus. One concept of dalat koises, and concept of cherus. What does cherus mean? So, if we have a look in the basic sugya, in Rashi and in the Rashbam, as I said, it is a complicated sugya. Shosam b'vasachas yedei yayin yotzo yedei arba koises lo yotzo. However, shosan chai, the halacha is according to Rova yedei yayin yotzo yedei cherus lo yotzo. So the concept of yedei cheres, Rashi writes, yedei cheres lo yotzo, ein hamitzvah shleimo. Rashbam, more or less the same expression, yedei yayin yotzo. The Rashbam writes that doesn't even mean anything that has to do with dalat koises. Simchis yomtiv. Nevertheless, what is the concept of cheres? Cheres definitely has to do with the way we drink the wine, which has to be bederech cheres. Cheres has nothing to do with reciting the brochas ala kois. And therefore, in this sugya, it seems to be very clear that dalat koises, there's a din of cheres. Hesebe is cheres. Kulanu mesubin is derech cheres. The wine has to be enjoyable, agreeable, it has to be tasty, it has to be appealing, and that is another concept of cheres. But however we interpret cheres definitely has to do with shtiyas hayayin. The second sugya is Daf Kuftes Amid Beis. Sufya Kuftes Amid Beis is a very interesting sugya because I'll deal with the concept of zugis. In the time of the Gemara, it was accepted that there is a sakona doing anything in even numbers. People prefer doing things in odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, and so on, and not in even numbers. And it was accepted that doing anything in an even number might bring a sakona upon the person. So Chazal asked, how do we drink Dalet Kosis? 4 is an even number. And there are various terutzim in the Gemara. One of the terutzim is that it's Leil Shmurim. In this night, this magnificent night, we have a special Shmira, and there is no Cheshash of Sakana. But Ravina says, and I'm quoting the Gemara, the Loshon of Ravina, Arboa kaset kinu rabbonan derecheres, kol chad v'chad, mitzvah ba'apo nafsho hi. So in this sugya, it seems to be very clear that, first of all, Chazal were metakan arba koises derecheres, and then they said, each and every one of these Dalet Kosis is a mitzvah in itself. Why is it a mitzvah in itself? Because the first one is Koshel Kiddush. Kos number 2 is Koshel Agoda, Koshel Bechas Mozen, and then Koshel Halal. And that seems to be the understanding of the Gemara of Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Chazal want to prove from the Mishnah that Bechas Mozen Tzorech Kos. And the Gemara rejects the Rayim, and the Gemara says, Arba kaset kina rabbonan derecherus, kol chad v'chad, navoid bei mitzvah. And I think this sugi is the clearest of all three. Dalet koises kina rabbonan derecherus. The concept of derecherus is shtiasa koises. And in stage number 2, Chazal added on, we have dalet koises, so we might as well be mekayim a specific mitzvah, a distinct mitzvah, which each one of these Dalet Kosis, and that is when Chazal said, each of these Dalet Kosis that we have to drink should also be Koshul Brocha, for Kiddush, for Agoda, for Berachas Hamazon, and for Halel. So I think that these three sugyas in which we find the concept of Derecherus prove beyond doubt that there definitely is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Kosis. And it is very unreasonable to say that Tosis had a suffix whether there is a din of shtiyas dalet koises. My understanding would be, not that far from the Briskerov's approach, but definitely different. My understanding would be, leis man de palig. This is clear from the various gemoras, that there is a din of shtiyas dalet koises. However, Shnei dinim bedalet koises. Two different concepts. Shnei tzdodim shaloisa hamed beya. And the combination of the two is the shleimus of the dalet koises concept. On one hand, there definitely is a din of shtiyas dalet koises. Well, dalet koises we need to drink behesevo. That's a gemara meferacious. If there's no din in shtiyah, if the shtiyah is not more than, just like drinking any kosher brocha, mishum kvoid kosher brocha, then why would there be a din of a seva? A seva has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. A seva has to do with Cheres. And therefore it's clear to me, there definitely is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Kosis, just like we eat matzah, and we eat moron, and we eat apikoymen, and we eat koirach, we have to drink Dalet Kosis. However, there's an additional din in Dalet Kosis. And that is what we find in Tosis, Sukkolamet Ches, and in other sources, each of the brochas has to be Seid Al HaKois. Each of these koises is a kosher brocha. Dalet koises tkina rabbonan derecheres, kol choda v'choda ni'eved bei mitzvah, like we quoted from the Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And the basic question would be this, and that is the way I understand the suffix of Tosis Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Ma ikar v'ma tafel. What is the basic and the essence of mitzvahs dalet koises, and what is supplementary? What was added on? Is the Iker mitzvah of Dalet Kosis Shtiyas HaKosis similar to mitzvahs of Achila, Matzah, Fikoyman, Moror, Koirach? The Iker mitzvah is Shtiyas Dalet Kosis. And then Chazal came along and said, if we have 4 Kosis, we might as well take advantage of these Dalet Kosis and set them up in the Seder, that each of the 4 bruchas should also have a Koshel Brucha. Or maybe it's the other way around. The basic concept, the essence of Dalet Kosis is Koshel Brocha. And then Chazal said, well, we have 4 brochas, therefore we have 4 Kosis, we might as well be metaken that one has to drink Dalet Koises. So Leis Mandapalik, that is beyond doubt. There are two dinim in Dalet Koises. The question is Ma'ikar v'matafel, and that is the sofek of Toises Tzadik Tazumet Beis, because if the Ikar mitzvah of Dalet Koises is Shtiyas HaKoises, then it seems to be quite clear. Each participant needs to have Dalet Koises. Each and every one has to drink Dalet Koises, just like they all eat matzah and moror. But if the Ikar mitzvah of Dalet Koises is not Shtiyas HaKoises, but rather Kosel Brocha, even though there's an additional aloha that we have to drink the Koises, but in that case, one might argue, there's a mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises. But this mitzvah rests only upon the person that actually says Halal v'Hagada, Kiddush and Berachas HaMazon, the one that says the brochas, he is the one that has the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises and not all the others. So that would be my basic understanding in the Sofek of Toises, which is slightly different than the Brisker Rav's approach, because according to the Brisker Rav, the Sofek of Toises is whether the Bechlal is a mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises, and that is very unreasonable, Ashitosi. So according to the Brisker Rav, he says, Toises is Choylek al Rambam, because in Rambam it is quite clear, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Tzorech Lishtois Dalet Koises. And so, according to Brisker Rav, that doesn't coincide with Toises, but according to my understanding, Leis Mandapalik, it is very clear that we have to drink Dalet Koises, and the Sofek of Toises is, which of these Shnei Dinim, which of these two Dinim is the Ikar, and which one is an addition to the essence, to the essential mitzvah of Dalet Koises. Brisker Rav, B'toich Devorov, makes an interesting comment. There's a Ramo in Siman Tov Pei Gimel. Tov Pei Gimel is a very short Siman, only one Sif, and the Ramo makes it clear in that Sif that a person that has difficulty drinking wine or even grape juice could be Yotzi Dalet Koises v'Chamar Medina. I made my opinion clear on other opportunities about Chamar Medina. I don't think anything would be clearly defined today as Chamar Medina. And therefore, I make Kiddush only Alayayin. Not only Friday night, also Shabbos in the morning, I make Kiddush only Aliyahim, because I don't think there is any other drink today that would be clearly defined as Chamar Medina, but that's not the topic we're discussing tonight. So, nevertheless, the Ramo says that a person could be Yoytze Dalet Koises b'Chamar Medina. Brisker Rav argues, only one part of Dalet Koises, Brochas ala Kois, but Shtiyas Dalet Koises derecherus, only Yayin. The concept of Derecherus and the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Koises, only wine. And when the Ramo says one could be Yoytze Dalet Koises b'Chamar Medina, it is only the other aspect, the other side of Dalet Koises, which is Brochas ala Kois. So there's a very famous story. The Brisker Rav and his brother Reb Moshe, the two great sons of Reb Chaim Brisker, First World War, were in Chaslovich, which is a town in Lithuania. And Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was Rav there, and the Brisker Rav was his guest for Pesach, and wine was very scarce, and they didn't have any wine. So, it was an interesting suffix that came up, Al Shulchan Melochim. There are two options. They could have wine, but wine was so rare and so expensive that if they would use wine, there would be enough wine only for one person. And that person would have to be Moitzi all the others. However, if they would be using Chamar Medina, then each and every one could have his Chamar Medina. And Brisker Rav argued, Lishitosoi, that it would be better to use wine. Because according to his understanding, if they would use Chamar Medina, nobody would have the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaYayin. So Brisker Rav argued that they should only use Yayin, because if they use Chamar Medina, even if everyone would have his kus, but they're not Yoytze the mitzvah of Shtiyah anyway, they would only Yoytze the mitzvah of Brocha ala Kois, Kosher Brocha. And in this part of Dalet Koises, one could be Moitzi all the others, just like a person is Moitzi all the others in Kiddush ala Kois, in Berachas HaMazon ala Kois. He could also be Moitzi them in Haggadah and Halalah Lakois. And if they'll have Chamar Medina, then Yoitze the Mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin anyway. So the Brisker Rav came up with a big Chiddush. It is better that they buy wine, and one person, at least one person, will have the total Mitzvah of Dalat Koises in its entirety. He will at least also have the Mitzvah of Shtiyas Koises, Shtiyas Hayayin. But if they buy Chamar Medina, nobody will have the Mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin. So this is a big Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. But once again, my feeling is that Amo isn't Mechalek between one aspect of Dalat Koises and the other. And when we learn the Rama, we have to learn the Rama in its simplicity, in its pashtus. The Rama says, if a person has difficulty drinking wine, he could be yoitza with Chamar Medina. And the pashtus is mashmi, he could be yoitza the entire mitzvah of Chamar Medina. And therefore my feeling is, according to the Rama, maybe it's not a lechatchila, it's not a mitzvah min amufcha, but a person could be yoitza with Chamar Medina the entire mitzvah of Dalat Koises, both aspects of it. Just to give an additional relevance to the Brisker Rav's approach, I would say this. If Yain doesn't agree with a person, he doesn't enjoy wine, and he has difficulty drinking wine, maybe it's not Derech Eres anyway. So even if he does drink wine, he wouldn't have the mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin. And therefore, the Brisker Rav says, therefore, it is better to use Chamar Medina, because he's not going to have a mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises anyway. But this is not very reasonable. Laniz Daiti. The mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises, the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises. It is true that the Rambam writes that the Shtiyah of Dalat Koises has to be Shtiyo Areva Lefidas HaShoise, but that is only a mitzvah min amifcha, that is only a lechatchila. I think that whenever a person drinks Dalat Koises Yayin, even though it's not agreeable to him, he doesn't really enjoy the yayin, nevertheless he is mekayim the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises. And therefore my basic feeling is that when the Rama says a person could be yoitza with Chamar Medina, he is yoitza Dalat Koises in its entirety. Shnei hadinam shadalat koises, he is yoitza mit Chamar Medina, and that is not in accordance to the Brisker Rav's big chiddush. Another basic question we find, which is a machloikis between the achrayim regarding the mitzvah of Dalat Koises, is Dalat Koises one mitzvah? And if you can't have Dalat Koises, there's no point in having three, or two, or one. Or maybe each of the Dalat Koises is a mitzvah in itself. This is a machloikis between the Maharal. The Maharal makes it very clear in Sefer HaGvuras, and Gvuras Hashem, which is the magnificent Sefer of the Maharal on Yetzias Mitzrayim, Perek Memtes, the Maharal says, Dalat Koises is one mitzvah, and you cannot split one kus from the other. It's either Dalat or nothing. Hagoas HaRashash, Pesachim Kufches, the Rashash makes it very clear. It seems to be very simple to him that each kus is a mitzvah in itself. That seems to be the kavon of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Dalat Koises Tkinah L'mor in Derech Eres, Kol Chod V'Chod Li Eved B'Mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara says, Pesachim Kuf Tes, as we mentioned before, that Dalat Koises are not Zugis, because they are not one even number of four. Chidush Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David was one of the Rishonim, a beautiful, a very special parish, and it is a sefer that was printed just in our time. The Achronim didn't have this great sefer. And Rabbeinu David, in Pesachim, in the Sugya of Dalat Koises, says that Shnei Dinim B'Dalat Koises. So he says, regarding the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises, it is either four or nothing. Because if Dalat Koises are connected Dalat L'Shoines Shel Geula, then there's no point in having one or two or three L'Shoines of Geula. However, the other aspect of Dalat Koises is Koshul Brocha. And regarding Koshul Brocha, they're definitely each of the four Brochas, each of the four Koises, is a mitzvah in itself. I many times dealt with a big Shaila Aluch Al HaMaisa, B'Leila Seidor. We live in a time of plenty, in an age of abundance. So many of the Shailas of the Rishonim in previous generations had are not really relevant to us. But in some, along, you know, the course of life, there are some abnormal situations. So many years ago, I was approached by a group of soldiers in the IDF, in the army, and Baruch Hashem, there are so many tzaddikim in the army today, you know, medaktikim b'mitzvahs. What is a soldier supposed to do if he's on active duty b'leil ha'seder, and he knows that another 10 minutes of taking them out to an ambush is going to be in an ambush all night, and he has 10 minutes for the seder? So a seder of mukdam ha'mo'ocher, what are the basics of the seder, and what's more important than other things? Matzah or afikoyman? First kazayas or afikoyman? Dalat kreis or moror? Moror is darabonon, dalat kreis darabonon. Moror has an advantage, ikroy min ha'torah. Dalat kreis might have an advantage because of pesum anisa. And if he doesn't have dalat kreis, or he doesn't have time for dalat kreis, which of the four would be more important? Number one, number two, number three, number four? Which paragraphs, which sections of the Haggadah are more important? So, this is material enough for another Shia. We cannot deal with this question tonight. But just having the idea of which of the four Kaisas are more important. So, the same question, I was approached once by a doctor, a surgeon, and he knew that he has a very busy night and I'll have about 15 minutes for the Seder. Or a nurse. A nurse in the hospital, and nurses work very, very hard, probably the entire world, especially in Israel, when there's such a burden on the medical staff and hospitals. So in all these different situations, we deal with the question when a person cannot have a beautiful Seder in its glory, in its full glory, and he's an Oisik B'mitzvah, and he has to be Mekatzer his Seder. So what are the basics? What is more important than other parts of the Seder? So anyway, regarding this question of when you cannot have Dalat Kreisos for any given reason, you don't have enough wine, or for above-mentioned situations, so is there a mitzvah in having part of the Dalat Kreisos? So Rabbeinu David makes a very clear compromise. It's somewhat of a pshat regarding shtiyas ha'kaisis. Four is the number because dalad l'shoyne shel gula. However, according to Tosis and Sukkah Lametches, if the basis of dalad kaisis is koshul brocha, then kiddush in itself, brichas amazon in itself, halal for itself, and hagodah for itself. Each of the four brochas stands on its own. And that is actually the approach of Shnei Dinim that we find in Rabbeinu David, who was one of the great Rishonim. So the sugya we dealt with today basically is the sugya of Dalet Kaisis, and the most basic question we dealt with was, what is the reasoning of Dalet Kaisis? Chazal Beruach Kodshom. Why were they metakan dalat kaisis? And basically, there are two different approaches. One approach is a symbolic approach. Dalat l'shoyne shel geula, gimel kaisis shel kos paroi, the dream of the Sara Mashkim. And the other approach we find in Tosis and Sukkah, it is also the ran and arve psochim, dalat brochas, halal agoda, berchas amazon, kiddush, those are the dalat kaisis. And my basic opinion, which also has in a very important source on Rabbeinu David, is Shnei Dinim B'Dalat Kaisis. And I think this is the clear conclusion we reach based on a few sugyas in Perek Arve Psochem, as we clarified in tonight's shiur. So we dealt with one question of Chamar Medina, the other question, Dalat Kaisis Ha'im Ma'akvim Zez, and the most basic question with which we started off the Shia tonight is the Suffolk of Tosis. Does each and every participant, each and every family member need to have Dalat Kaisis, or maybe it is only the father that leads the Seder, he is the one that needs to have Dalat Kaisis? Just an idea in the pnimius of the concept, Dalat Kaisis. So the most well-known Tam is Dalet L'shoyne shel Geula. And number four seems to be a magic number, B'leil HaSeder. K'neged arba bonim dibri Toiro. The four kashas. Ma nishtano. four different questions. Shaben Shoyel, every Jewish child is supposed to ask his parents. So the number four seems to be a special number regarding Leila Seder. So the most basic approach is Dalet Lishon Shel Geula, Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigualti, Velukachti. We all know that we have a fifth expression of Geula, and that is Vehevesi. And that is the Koshel Eliyahu, Koshel Eliyahu Anovi, because Chazal actually am a supik whether Kos number five is an additional Kos. Obviously, it is only when Eliyahu Hanavi will come that we will be zeiche to Kos number five. Hevesi eschem el haoretz. We are still in Golos. So some of us have the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael, some of us not yet, but we are all, in a way, still in Golos. And the Kos shel Eliyahu will be an integral part of the Seder, La'asad Lovei, Bekorov B'Yameinu, when we will be zeiche to see Eliyahu Hanavi amongst us. Veheishav Leiv Ori Solboni. I said a vort regarding Dalet Kosis, and I know it's only a vort, it's not pshat, but it is a very relevant vort. Between Kos number one and Kos number two, a person could eat, a person could drink, and the same between Kos number two and three. You could eat, you could drink, whatever you want. Between Kos number three and Kos number four, we can't make a hefsik, you can't eat anything, you could only drink water. So, I want to convey a feeling. Many of our brethren, many people amongst us, are quite happy with the first three kaisas, but kais number four doesn't really appeal to them. And if they would have their way, well, probably they would be happy with three kaisas, and they would forego kais number four. Voitzesi vihitzalti vigualti, people that are proud of the fact that we are a free people in a free country, in a free democratic nation of which we are proud. Kos number four. Velakachti yaschem li la'am v'hoyisi lochem le'elokim doesn't really have much appeal to them. So maybe this is the reason why you could make a hefsek between number one and number two, number two and number three, not between the first three and number four, coming to indicate that number four is the most important kais, and the three previous lashonos of Geula are only a prelude. They are a hagdama to number four. Vahitzeisi eschem, vihitzalti eschem, vigualti eschem. Why? Why? Because velokachti eschem li la'am, vahoisi lochem le'elokim. The Gemara says in Sotah Daf Yud Aleph, why did Moshe Rabbeinu yearn and strive to come into Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful land, our land. It is our land, and it is precious, and we cherish Eretz Yisrael. And in this land, we have many more mitzvahs than in Chutz Lo'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu nesav lekonas le'etz Yisrael, l'kayim mitzvus hatluyas ve'eretz. This is the land of Kedusha, avir di Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the first three lashonos of Geula, vo'itzeisi v'hitzalti v'goalti, lead to the fourth. Kos number four, lashon number four, ve'lokachti eschem li la'am, vo'isi lochem le'elokim. And it is only then that we'll be zeiche to Kos number five, Bekorev B'Yameinu. This magnificent Yom Tov and this magnificent night are the preparation to Geula. Each and every Yom Tov has its Neshama Yaseira, its unique significance and interpretation. Sukkos is the Chag of Simcha, Rishon and Yom Kippurim, Tshuva, Shavuos Kabbalas HaTorah. Pesach is the Chag of Emunah B'Tochen and Geula, because first and foremost of all the Geulas Klal Yisrael experienced is Geulas Mitzrayim, and this is the Yom Tov of Geula. Just an additional word I said, and I was very happy when this occurred to me. We have three matzahs, as we all know, and these three matzahs are Kohen Levi Yisrael, Avraham Yitzchak, and Yankov. And Yachatz is performed on the middle matzah, and that is the matzah of Yitzchak. So what is the symbolic significance of Yachatz? You break the matzah, the smaller portion is eaten by Yasad the Seder, and the bigger portion put away for the Afekoyman. Shabbos Peites, Chazal tell us an unbelievable story that will be part of the Geul of Achras HaYomim. Ba'achras HaYomim, HaKadosh Baruch will come to Avraham Avinu, and he'll say, Avraham, my dear Avraham, Chatu Bonecho. And Avraham's response will be a very harsh one. Chatu Yemocho Al Kedushas Shimcho. Destroy them. They don't have the right to exist. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be very happy with Avraham's harsh response. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say kiviyochel to himself, Avraham Avinu didn't really know what Tzar Gedol Bonim is. Let's hear what Yaakov has to say. And Avraham is put aside, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Yaakov Avinu with the same Sararu, Chatu Benecha. And to our surprise, Yaakov responds exactly the way Avraham did. Yemochu al kedusha shumcho. Destroy them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, in a way, kiviyochol, frustrated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Loi besabe tame velo bedarde ke'etza. Avraham seems to be too old, Yaakov seems to be too young. Let's hear what Yitzchak Avinu has to say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one could say, almost out of desperation, turns to Yitzchak Avinu and he says, Yitzchak, Chato Bonecho. Yitzchak responds in a totally different fashion. First of all, Yitzchak says, why do you say Bonecho? V'chi Bonayim? You are the one that said, Be'yitzias Mitzayim, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. You call them your children, so don't throw them on me. Don't tell me, Chato Bonecho. Klal Yisrael are your children before they have become my children, so please relate to them like a father would relate to his beloved children. And then Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yitzchak says, Yemei Shinoseinu Behem Shivim Shono, Vim Begidurushon Shmoinim Shono. Our life is so short, and 50% of the time people sleep, and then they have to take care of their physical needs. How many years do we have left, says Yitzchak? And ultimately Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, let's split it. You take half and I take half. I'm immortal. I'm a boss of Adam. But I acknowledge they are my beloved children, and in a way I'm their father. I am willing to take upon myself 50% of their Vedas. Rabbanu Shalaylam, they're your children as well. They have been your children before they have become my children. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, you take 50%, and I'm willing to take upon myself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy with that response. So in a way, Yitzchak Avinu will be responsible, and the Geula Asida, and the goal will be in the merit and the schus of Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore my feeling is, we take the middle matzah, not the top one, which is Avraham, not the bottom one, which is Keneged Yaakov. We take Yitzchak's matzah and we do Yachatz, we break it in half. And that is a remez to Yitzchak, when he says, Palga olai v'palga alach. So my addition to this idea is, I assume, and that is only my feeling, Argoshes Libi Yoimali, then when Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Pal Galai v'Pal Galach, Yitzchak says, Rabbanu Shel Olam, after all, you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lord of the Universe, Elyonim v'Tachtonim, Ani Rishon v'Yanai Achron, U'Mibalod Hayein Elohim, I'm a mere mortal. I'm willing to take 50%, but please, if the Chalukim aren't even, you take the bigger part, Rabbanu Shel Olam. You're HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just a man. So if you're going to take the bigger part, I'll appreciate it. So we break the middle matzah, the matzah of Yitzchak, and the bigger portion is put away for the Afekoyimen. Afekoyimen is Keneged HaGeula Asida. Afekoyimen is at the end of the night, before sunrise, before we will be Zoicha to Shemesh, V'zorchu Lachem Yirei Shemi, Shemesh Shel Moshiach Tzidkenu. And that is the Palga Alai, the Palga Alach, and that is the Yachatz of the middle matzah, that is the matzah of Yitzchak. So let us all hope and daven in this magnificent night, which is Kol Kiloi, Lailu Kiyoim Yoyer, and in these magnificent days, in the Chag HaGeula, in the Chag of Pesach, which is the basic time of Geula, Rosh V'Rishon Geulas Yisrael, We should all be zoiche ki yemeitzeischem eretz mitzrayim arenu nevlois bebias goel tzedek bebinyan beis amigdosh bebias moshiach tzedkenu bemheiro v'yomeinu.